Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin, the artistic director of the Raven Theater. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
A world premiere at the Raven, Steve Patterson's Immaterial Matters. I really like that title. Tell me about the show.
It's a very curious little piece. It's a play about a 19th century photographer who, at that time in the 19th century, with the advent of photography, frequently people would not have a photograph of their loved ones until they passed away. So there was this a movement called memento mori, or postmortem photography. And sometimes that was the way a photographer could make his or her living. Well, his living, because there were very few female photographers. So this is a play about a young photographer who's breaking into the business, and he stumbles upon this career, basically, of taking pictures of recently deceased subjects.
Wow.
Right. So it gets better, though. So he is a sensitive soul, and the first subject he photographs is a young woman, a young girl about 16 years old, and that spirit of her decides that she's going to sort of follow him around from job to job. So the play really is about his journey with his, you know, maybe unwanted partner, who he feels is there, but never quite. It's not one of those ghost stories where he can actually see her, but he does feel her presence. Uh-huh. How's that for a setup?
Wow, that is wonderful. As a former professional photographer, it's particularly poignant.
Yes, I'll bet. Although, and the author, who lives in Portland, Oregon, is a photographer as well. So that's how he got this idea.
Do you have appropriate cameras?
Oh, boy, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, we have. That was the challenge, to find a sort of mid-19th century, one of those big box cameras with the plates and the hood. And so we actually have to make one because the people who have them are understandably so very protective of them and said, you know, hey, we want to just use it for a play. So we have to take the dimensions and make one. Luckily, we have a craftsman on staff, Dan Patchen, who is great at that kind of stuff and loves doing it. So we made our own.
I noticed, too, that that this play won the Ravens 2015 and 16 this year Scriptease Original Play Contest. That is very, very clever.
Thanks.
Another clever title.
Oh, well, you know, we like to be clever if we can.
What is theater if it ain't clever?
If it isn't clever, right? we had about 60 to 70 submissions, I think, this year, and we wheedle them down. A committee reads all the plays, and then I read the final six or eight, and then we have public readings to get some audience feedback. And this one was far and away the audience favorite, and mine too. I just think as you can tell, it's very interesting. I don't think there's a play like it out there, and the characters are interesting, the story's interesting, and I think it's beautifully written.
Has this person written other plays?
He has, and I should know, but I don't know if they've been produced. But this one has only had staged readings, so this will indeed be the first time it's been fully produced.
And you direct it, right?
I'm directing it. Yeah.
What's it been like?
It's been great because, you know, frequently we don't get to work with living playwrights. Shakespeare, Eugene O'Neill, Arthur Miller.
Right.
This has been great. When you've got a question, you can ask the playwright, hey, what does this mean? Or if something comes up from the actors, can we change a line here? And he's been very, very amenable to that.
Has he attended some of the rehearsals?
He is not able to attend rehearsals, but he's going to be here for the entire opening weekend. So he'll be able to see the show a couple of times at least.
It seems like this is one that if all goes well, you might be able to extend it.
It would be great if we could. I would love to. It's not everybody – honestly, it's not everybody's cup of tea. But I think for the people who enjoy serious theater, thought-provoking theater, it's going to be a really terrific experience. And I should mention one other thing. The staging is going to be unique in that we're doing it on the big Raven stage, but the audience is going to be on stage as well. So we're going to make it an intimate theater experience with maybe 70 seats, but it's going to actually be on the Raven stage in Healdsburg.
Well, it sounds like a real winner.
I hope so.
Thank you for coming in and telling us about it, Stephen. And let's tell people that this very, very provocative play, Immaterial Matters by Steve Patterson, is opening at the Raven Performing Arts Center in Healdsburg on May 19th, playing through the 29th. For information, call 433-6335 or go to raventheater.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.